So good morning, B'siyata D'Shmaya. It's the 26th of Mar Cheshvan, so we're 30 days before Chanukah. Let's start Hilchas Chanukah, get into the Yontov mood. So obviously most of the Hilchas Chanukah we've learnt over the years and people know them very well, but I still think in my own mind anyway that there's some confusion as to what's Pshat Neiris Shubesoi. What's Pshat the responsibility? Who has the responsibility for lighting in the house? What happens when the husband is away and the wife is in the house, or there are children in the house and there isn't the husband and the wife are away, and they're lighting, they're on holiday somewhere, or they're at the chasna or whatever it is, they're lighting over there. What happens in the house, etc. So the Gemara says that there are three stages. The Gemara tells us that there's Mahadrin. Yeah, I'm looking now at the Orach HaShulchan. He says, Kamaner is Madlik. This is Simon Tov Resh Ayin Aleph, Sif Gimel. He says, Kamaner is Madlik. Kach Shaninu B'Shabbos. So the Gemara learns that there's the basic mitzvah, there's a Mahadrin, and there's Mahadrim in the Mahadrin. But this is unlike any other Mahadrim in the Mahadrin that you ever come across. Because usually what happens is, let's say, I'm trying to give an example, it's not a good example, but let's say a basic esrog costs £50, £25, yeah? Basic esrog costs £25, okay? Then you would think to yourself, a Mahadrin will pay £35 for an esrog, and the Mahadrin min a Mahadrin is going to pay £50 or £100 for the esrog. In other words, usually the Mahadrin min a Mahadrin is adding on to what the Mahadrin is, and the Mahadrin is adding on to the basic mitzvah. But here it's not like that. The Mahadrin min a Mahadrin doesn't add on to the Mahadrin. Let's look at the Gemara. Gemara says in Shabbos to Chof Aleph Omad Beis. Mitzvah Chanukah Ner Ishu Beisoi. V'hamahadrin ner lechol echod ve'echod mibnei habayis. V'hamahadrin min hamahadrin yom yishamad likachas mekam v'rein smoyis v'hoylech. So they say as follows. Mitzvah Chanukah is ner yishu beisoy. The basic mitzvah of Chanukah is that when you walk past somebody's house, in Bismanom when they lit by the door, or Bismanainu when we light by the window, or whatever it is, you light one candle for the whole house. And each night of Chanukah, one light. Doesn't have to be a candle, it could be an oil lamp, but you have one light per household. But in other words, if you were to go down the street of Mahadrins, then in each house there would only be one candle burning, irrespective of how many Bnei Bayis there are. Irrespective of how many people live in the house, it doesn't make any difference. It seems to be a chiyuv on the household, that a household has a chiyuv to light one candle. No, that's not Mahadrin. That's Mitzvah Chanukah. That's the basic mitzvah. One candle each night. You walk past. It's a speaker here, by the way. No, you walk past the house and you know it's Chanukah because you see the lamp burning in the window or you see the lamp burning by the door. That's the basic. HaMahadrin. Ne'er l'chol echod ve'echod mibnei habayis. One candle per person in the house. In other words, in a house where there are three people living, you'll have three candles burning. You walk to the next house and there are 10 people living there, there'll be 10 candles burning. That means, by the way, Agav, that all it tells you is how many people are in the house. It's Chanukah tonight, and how many people live there. It doesn't tell you which night of Chanukah it is. There's no indication there at all of which night of Chanukah we're dealing with. Okay, but that's the second one. And then you have the Kasha, by the way, which we haven't dealt with yet, which we'll come to, is this chiyuv that there should be one candle per person in the household. Who lights that? Who lights those candles? Is it the people in the household who light the candle, or is the balabais? If you've got three people in the household, the balabais lights three candles, and if there are 10 people in the household, then the balabais himself lights 10 candles. Right? It doesn't say. It only says ne'er lechol echod ve'echod mibadei habayis. That according to the number of people living in the house, and then you have to think yourself, and l'chol echod ve'echod b'bnei habayis, who are called b'nei habayis? Is it babies? Is it children? Is it adults? Is it men? Is it ladies? Is it girls? Who do you call b'nei habayis? Suppose you've got a family, Christ, you've got this couple, yeah, there's a husband and a wife and 10 girls. Yeah, do you light 12 candles? Or do you light only one candle or two candles? Yeah, all it says is ne'er l'chol echod ve'echod mibnei habayis. That's the Gemara. That's the Mahadrin. And we don't know really. All we know is that it's one light per member of the household, but we don't know who's lighting, and we don't know who's included in B'nai Habayis. And then comes Mahadrim in the Mahadrin. What does it say? Yom Yishu Madlik Achas, that a Mahadrim in the Mahadrin has a menorah which has eight lamps, eight possibilities. And on the first day he lights one, and on the second day he lights two, and on the third day, etc., etc. And we'll have a machlekas, which we know, between Bishama and Beshilo, whether you're going up or whether you're going down. But, so have we reverted now to one menorah? Or are we talking about, in other words, are we being moisif on the Mahadrin? The Mahadrin was one per person in the house. Now we're saying Mahadrim and a Mahadrin is a menorah of eight candles, and in fact the Mefarshim say, in order that Horoya, that the person who's walking past, will be able to tell, tonight is the third night of Hanukkah, tonight is the fourth night of Hanukkah. You'll be able to tell from the number of candles that are burning, which night of Hanukkah it is. That's the chelik of the Pirsumei Nisa, according to the Mahadrim and a Mahadrin, is that not only do you light a lamp, the Zeicha Hanes, to tell people today is Hanukkah, but you're also telling them which day of Hanukkah it is. And again, you could clear what's the inyan in particularly knowing how many days of Hanukkah it is. Tonight is the fourth night, tonight's the fifth night. Don't know. But it says that the Mahadrin. Now, the question is, this Mahadrin, according to the Pashtus of the Gemara, we've gone back to lighting only one. In other words, we started off with lighting one there per house. And the Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, is lighting one menorah per house, but he's lighting every day an extra lamp. So that's Mahadrin and Mahadrin. So we jumped actually from mitzvah to Mahadrin mina Mahadrin. Unless you say that the kavona of the Mahadrin mina Mahadrin in the Gemara is that in the same way that, let's say, if there were 10 people in the house, then he would have lit 10 ones as a Mahadrin. Now we're saying he should light 10 eights. Should the Balabais be lighting 10 menorahs now? Is that the kavana of the Mahadrin Mahadrin? Or is the kavana Mahadrin Mahadrin that we've gone back to only lighting one menorah? You see, I'm only lighting one menorah, but I'm lighting eight candles. So this is simple pshat in the Gemara. Right? But the Mahadrin Mahadrin, Pashtus, if you say that the Mahadrin Mahadrin wants to tell you that the Balabais lights one menorah, then you've skipped the Mahadrin. In other words, it's not adding on to the Mahadrin, because the Mahadrin was one per person. Now we're no longer one per person, we're going back to one menorah, but instead of one candle, it's now 1 to 8. Okay, we'll carry on with the later.
Started the Torah in Northwest London, Monday, Kov Cheshvan, 17th November, Rabbi Daniel Engel, Shlita, Limud HaTorah. This week's Torah is sponsored by families Klein and Mendelssohn. Lechvod Simcha Nesun of Eddie Klein, Neri, and Leah Mendelssohn, Shetichia. Chassid takes place on Thursday. Mitzvah Shem Yirotzei Shem Nebayas, Tim Abiyas, Frodo Shem, Belis Hilo. Ule Inishtimach, Ule Inishmas, our founder, Rav Yosef Zog, Ben, Rav Michal, Shimon Michal, Tzvi, Itzkevitz, Zichar Nodo, Michal.
Okay, just a little bit of background before the sugya want to get into a little bit. There's a question about Birkas HaTorah. There's a little bit of machoikis between the Mechaber and the Goyim. When, who's Chayiv and when you're Chayiv? So, Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber paskins that if you mahar the Divrei Torah, if you're not actually saying the words, you don't have to make a bracha. And the Ramo says that therefore, a person could also give a psak halacha, a rov could paskin halacha without giving the reason for it, being that that's not called speaking and learning, before Birkas HaTorah. The Goyin leaves off with Tzorichin on the Mechaber. He says, it says in the Pasuk, Vehegiso bo yoimon v'laylo. And the Pasuk says, Vehegion libi. Hegion libi is not words. Hegion libi is my thoughts. So the Goyin is very bothered. If the mitzvah of Torah is v'gisa b'yom v'laylo, why don't we make the bracha on Yirat Torah? As well, there's a question, do the women make Birkas HaTorah? So the Mechaber, and the Goyin argue in this as well, the Goyin says that it's a bracha like all Birkas HaMitzvahs, the Mechaber holds it's a Birkas HaMitzvahs of Torah, and women are shaykh to that as well, for they have to learn the halachas that they need to know. The The Taz also says, because they say korbanos by tefilo, the Goyin is very bothered, and the Goyin says, it says in the pasuk, v'lamatem es bneichem v'es bneiseichem, the Torah should be taught to your sons and not to your daughters. So therefore, that's a woman shouldn't be saying because of Torah. Seems to be that there's something between the Mechaber and the Goyin that they're not speaking to each other about because of Torah. The Rambam, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Yeralef, he talks about Talmud Torah. He starts off, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, he starts off with a father having to teach his son Torah. And only in Halacha Gimel does the Rambam mention a person learning for himself. But the question is, it should start with a person having to learn himself. And then there's a mitzvah of Lamed and teach your kid. Why is the Rambam starting off with the mitzvah Talmud Torah, the father teaching his child? So that's a little bit of a background. I want to get a little bit into this this bigger question here. The Gemara says if somebody makes a shvua to do a mitzvah, so the shvua doesn't mean much because he was already nishba from Har Sinai. Says the Gemara, if somebody makes a shvua to learn a certain specific thing, so that is a shvua. Why? Because really a person is yoytze Talmud Torah, is chiv of Talmud Torah with kriyashma, shachris, and arvis. So Gemara comes out, the person's yoytze v'gisa v'emo v'laylo with kriyashma in the morning and kriyashma at night. Sounds like in the Gemara that beyond that, it's a rishos. If a person wants to learn, he can learn. If not, not. The Rosh comes out like that and says, Lahedyo. What is this? This betzim going based on a machlokes. It says in the pasuk, L'yomu sefer ha-Torah zemi picho v'gis yomu v'laylo. So how do we have L'yomu sefer ha-Torah zemi picho? It sounds like L'yomu should be there all the time. In the Gemara Menachos, we have a machlokes, Rabbi Yosi and the Tanakamo. The Lechem Aponim, where the Lechem Aponim must be there all the time, Tomid. Or Rabbi Yosi says that Tomid just means as long as it doesn't go by a morning or a night without the Lechem Aponim there. So it seems to be very much Shitas Rabbi Yosi to say it's Tomid, it's there all the time. Krishma morning and night is not learning Torah all the time. Well, if you're abusive, they can't allow a day or a night to go by. So that would seem to be fitting with Kriyash Mashachos and Arvis. As Rabbi Shmuel in Brochus, Rabbi Shmuel says, we learn from the Pasuk V'asavto de Goncho that a person has to do melocha for his livelihood. And the Chor, that's something that when put into abusive in the Tanakhama, goes very well. They both agree. Rabbi Yosi only has a chiyuv for Kriyas Shema, Shachris, and Arvis. The Tanakam, who has a chiyuv of Talmud Torah all day, so of course for that we need a heter to be able to work and to support our families. The fear Tanakam, we understand what we need the pasuk for. The fear Rabbi Yosi, what do we need? Yoytze the mitzvah Kriyas Shema, Shachris, and Arvis. So what do we need a pasuk to tell us to do minik derech eretz? So that would be Kamil Afuke, somebody who says who thinks he doesn't have to ishtadlus, perhaps. But that's more of a question. If you're busy, what do we need this limud? What do we do with this limud? Let's go to the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam say, Chayev Odom Likva Lo Izman Lil Moiter Bayoim Ubalel. The person is Chayev to set himself a specific time to learn morning and night. And that the source is Vekisa Bayom of Alaylo. And the question is, where did this Chiv come from? Where did this Chiv come from? According to Rabbi Yosi, you only have to say Kriyashma, Shachris, and Arvis. Beyond that, it's a Rishos. Where's the Chiv? Lefi the Tanakhama, person has to learn all day, all day and all night. What does it mean? Chayiv Likvoya Zman. So he says, Leomosh, yeah, we have to still work on Vigis Ben Valaylo. But he has. Where's the Vigiso? We were saying Leomosh is Sefer Torah Zempicho. So Leomosh is a Kiyom. Where's the Vigiso? Sounds like Vigiso, but Yoimon Valaylo would be enough with Kriyash Mashachas and Arvis. Doesn't sound like so much Yigia. We'll see. But that Lechoyo, again, that's the Gemara comes out. It's an Eder. It goes beyond Kriyas Mashachas and Arvis. It sounds like a Biyasi. Beyond Kriyas Mashachas and Arvis, a person is not Mechayv to learn. But the question is, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam both tell us a person's Chayv L'Kvayitim. Where's the Chayv coming from? Lefi Biyasi, where's the Chayv? Lefi Tanakamo, person's Chayv all the time. He might have to work, and therefore, as long as he works, he doesn't have to learn. But when he's not working, he would have to learn. The Rama says the following. He says, "B'shas atchak, afilu loykor rakriyash mashachis varvis, lo yomush mipicho karinon be." B'shas atchak says the Rama, even if you weren't kiveitim, but if you said kriyash mashachis and arvis, b'shas atchak, a person was mekayim the pasuk lo yomush mipicho. So it seemed to be that Allah has a kibyesi. So it seemed to be. The Rama is saying, the Yoytze with Kriyas Mashachas and Arvis. The issue is, why B'shas Atchak? Why is that B'shas Atchak? That's Yechiv. Why is that B'shas Atchak? Seems to be Yechiv is merely Kriyas Mashachas and Arvis. Why is that B'shas Atchak? And if we're going to feed the Tanakamo, so therefore it's B'shas Atchak, really you have to learn all the time. And if not, Kriyas Mashachas and Arvis. So we have a different problem. As if feed the Tanakamo, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch should not be chayv odom l'kvoya itim l'toyr. L'kvoya l'izman l'lmoyter. It should be the b'etzim a person's chayv to learn all the time. That's the first thing. The second thing is l'choyro. We go back to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said that a person, we learn now from the pasuk, a person needs to do what he needs to do for derech eretz. From the pasuk of Vosafta de Goncho, L'chore would be a very big difference if you're Biyosi and Lefi the Tanakamo. Meaning, according to the Tanakamo, that the mitzvah is to learn all the time. Now, if a person has to go to work and a person's not able to learn, so therefore, he's not Mechoyev in that time to learn. The Rama says that B'shas Atchak, a person's Yoytzu, Kriyash Mashachas, and Arvis. The question would be, is Lefi, the Tanakamo, a person has to learn all the time. And now he has a Ptur because he has to go to work. Who says that that doesn't go into Kriyash Mashachas and Arvis? He doesn't have an idea of Kriyash Mashachas and Arvis. According to the Tanakamo, you have to learn all the time. So if a person is Torah in his work and is not able to learn at all, the Ptur doesn't have any limitations. A person is supposed to learn the whole day. As long as he has to work, he doesn't have to learn. So it's also difficult to hear Lefi Tanakamo. What the lashon of the Rama, the B'shas Atchak, is enough for the Kriyas Mashachas and Arvis. You have a mitzvah the whole day. So if you potter from some of it, you can be potter from all of it. There's no limitation to Shachris, to Kriyas Mashachas and Arvis. So the question is, who's the halacha like? Who we paskening like? According to Abiyasi, that a person has to say Kriyas Mashachas and Arvis. And beyond that, it's a rishus, like the Rosh says. And the Gemara seems to bring that out with a person making a shvur that he's going to learn a specific thing. Lefi that, where's the chiyuv to be kveveh l'izman, to learn? According to the Tanakhama, the person has to learn all the time. Just, if he has other things he has to do, so that patters him from learning. The issue with that is, that the chiv shouldn't just be limited to kevel izman, should be chayv all the time that he's not working or he doesn't have other mitzvahs that he has to do. And number two, doesn't have to do kriyash mashachas and arvis either, at least mitzat talmud Torah. You know, a person has to say kriyash mashachas and arvis anyway, mitzat tefillah, mitzat its own mitzvah. But it could be that's not mitzat mitzvah talmud Torah. It could be nafkaminas. The question is, who are we paskening like? In these two, with the Gemara and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. So, I want to start with the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs. Rambam says, in Mitzvah Yir Aleph, the Rambam says, "Hishet zivonu lilmoid chochmas ha-toiro velelamdo, vezeu shenikra talmud toiro, vuhu omru vishinantom levonecho, Veloshin Sifri Levonecho Elu Talmidecho." So the Rambam says that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is that we were mitzuvah to learn Chochmas HaTorah and to teach it. And that's called Talmud Torah. Where do we know that from? V'shinantom levonecho. And we learn how to v'shinantom levonecho, zir talmidim. We also learn how, the Gemara learns how v'shinantom, that when a person asks you something, you shouldn't hesitate. You should have the answer right away. There's an interesting gather of Limud HaTorah in the Rambam, of Talmud Torah. And that is that we are mitzuvah to learn Chochmas HaTorah and to teach it. That doesn't sound like the idea of Limud HaTorah. Is that alone to just say Kriyas Shema Shachris and Arvis? Talking about Chochmas HaTorah and to learn it and to teach it. Person by saying Kriyas Shema that he says all the time, not really learning Chochmas HaTorah. And what is this idea of Chochmas HaTorah? V'shinantom, the Pasuk also says, V'dibar Tobom. The idea could be is that there are two separate mitzvahs in Limud HaTorah. The mitzvah of V'dibar Tobom, that a person has to say the words of Torah. A person has to speak and say the words of Torah. And that, Machlokes, could be Tanakam Rabbi Yosi, how much a person has to do. Or could be, everybody agrees that it's enough to say Kriyas Shema Shachris and Arvis for V'dibar Tobom. But then there's another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of V'shinantom. A mitzvah of V'shinantom is not one to just read words. There's not one that you can even be yotze with Kriyas Shema Shachris and Arvis. It would be something that would require the toil and the work in learning that a person would have to do to be koyin a Chochmas HaTorah. That would explain that we can now say that the Gemara in the Torah that says that a person makes a shvua that he's going to learn a specific thing, that's talking about the chiyuv v'dibar tobom. He says he's going to be mashanit, he's going to speak it. So for that, he was already yotze kriyas shema shachris and arvis. So that, the neder in the shvua is chal. And it's a valid shvua. The halacha of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that a person has to be kivez man to learn. That would come from v'shinantom. That would come from a place that a person now has to learn Torah to be mishtayech to Chochmas HaTorah and to toil over it. There's a place to work out Rabbi Yosi and Tanakama what exactly they're arguing about. Is that a Tanakama take v'dibar tobom and v'shinantom and have them be one big mitzvah, and that's what a person has to do it all day. There's a BSC, but that's two separate mitzvahs. But that would be two parts of a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That would explain this theory. The Shulchan Aruch later says, "Umi sheyev shaloi lilmoid, a person that cannot learn, mipnei she'eni yedea klal lilmoid, he doesn't know how to learn, oy mipnei atirdois sheyesh loy, or for he's very, there's a lot in his mind, yaspik lacherim haloimdim. He should therefore help others that are learning." Why is this in Echaz Talmud Torah? It should be in Echaz Taka. A person should be upholding people learning Torah. Why is this in Echaz Talmud Torah? Yes, it's a big schos, but why? It sounds like more something that a person, it's in Echaz Talmud Torah, what a person has to do. So a person has to be kivez man to learn, and if not, what?
He learns
himself. Yeah, but the Mechaber is saying, the person that cannot do this, so it sounds like he needs to do this. Yeah. It says, it sounds like that's what a person has to do. A person that's not able to learn. It sounds like he has to uphold the people who are learning. The question is, why? Where is that comment? I'll go back a little bit to what we mentioned with the Birkas HaTorah, with the Goyin and the Mechaber. So the Mechaber, we said, says that you say Birkas HaTorah only for Dibur of Torah, and for here you don't have to make a Birkas HaTorah. Therefore the Rambam says that a Rav could pass in a Shiloh without giving the reason behind it, because that's not really talking and learning. And the Goyin asks, says Hegyu and Libi. We said Vegisoy Bayom of Alaylo, Hegyu and Libi. The Goyin says, well, we see Vegisoy Bayom of Alaylo is my thoughts. Hegyu and Libi is my thoughts. So why is Talmud Torah, the Brikas HaTorah, limited to talking in Torah and not thinking and learning? The Goyin brings down the Pasuk of Vegisoy Bayom of Alaylo. There are two parts of the Pasuk. The first part of the Pasuk of Lo Yomush, Sefer HaTorah Hazeh Mipicho, that was the Machlokes Tanakamo and Rabbi Yosi. What's the Lo Yomush, Sefer HaTorah Hazeh Mipicho? Tanakamo says Lo Yomush means it has to be all the time, just like he does by the Talmud, by the Lechem Aponim. But Tanakamo says it has to be all the time, like Lechem Aponim, Lo Yomush. And Rabbi Yosi says it's enough that there isn't a day or night that go by without it being there, without the Lechem Aponim being there. That was enough for Kriyash Mashachas and Avos. That's the part of the Pasuk of Lo Yomush Sefer HaTorah Hazeh Mipicho. But there's another part of the Pasuk. Vegiso Bayom V'Laylo. Vegiso Bayom V'Laylo. L'chor would be hard to say that one is Mekayim with Kriyashma. Vegiso Bayom V'Laylo. L'chor is the Chelek HaTorah of Vishinanto. A place where a person has to toil in learning and understand and relate and bring into himself the ideas of Torah. If so, the Goyin, his argument with the Mechaber is understood. The Mechaber says that the biggest of mitzvah of Talmud Torah is for V'dibar Tobom. So therefore you have to speak. Just like Yeshma, you have to speak. And if you're not speaking, you don't make B'sat Torah. The Goyin is not on the same page. The Goyin is not understanding why is Brikas HaTorah made for the mitzvah of V'dibar Tobom. The Iker mitzvah will be V'shinantom. And that would be thinking and learning. That would be toiling, whatever it takes. A person needs to speak, he speaks, but it's not necessarily limited to speaking. As well, we understand the machloek is by a woman. A woman is shaykh to the mitzvah of V'dibar Tobom. They also have to say kobonis, like the Taz says. Or they have to learn the halachas that are relevant to them. When the Goyin says, it says in the Pasuk, V'shinantam levonechem v'loy levonoseichem, the Goyin is saying this idea of toiling and learning, that's not relevant for women. You shouldn't be saying Brikas HaTorah. That perhaps would be the machlekes. Not that the Mechaber would be arguing that Ikar HaTorah would be the V'shinantam. It's just the V'shinantam is a harder thing to make the broch on. We make a broch Oivel HaSiyosam right before you do it. The Dibar Tobom, you can make the broch and then speak and learning, as opposed to where a person has to toil in something and he might get to a place of understanding Chochmas HaTorah, might not. We get to the Rambam. When the Rambam starts off Hilchos Talmud Torah with V'shinantom, so again, we're saying that the Ikar idea of Torah is Avadav the V'shinantom, is a person being able to absorb the ideas of Torah, to allow the ideas of Torah to affect him and change the way he sees things, the way he lives life, to be kind of Chochmas HaTorah, like the Rambam says. And that is something the person can't really do himself. That's something that a person could only do if he had Rebbeim and they taught him from a young age, and something that he's able to continue working on and develop. And so the Rambam starts with Hilchos Talmud Torah, with the mitzvah of Vishinanto. That a person has to learn himself. So the Rambam in Halacha Gimel says, what about a person that didn't have Rebbeim and he realizes that he doesn't know how to do it? So the Rambam says what he has to do. But that's not where it starts. Vishinantom, the Torah tells us, is something that has to go from Rebbe to Talmud. A person has to acquire the Chochmas HaTorah, which takes toil and hard work. So, there's a place that you could say this idea of Chochmas HaTorah, being Koine Chochmas HaTorah, is of course something that a person is really, that's the idea of being Kriva Yitim, that's the idea of taking the time to be able to toil learning and to be able to be kind of Chochmas HaTorah, this mitzvah of Shinanto. Regarding the Shulchan Aruch's idea that if a person can't do it, he has to uphold somebody else doing it. How does that work like he's doing it? Torah tells us by Hilchos Sefer Torah, to write a Sefer Torah, a very unique mitzvah of Ato Kisvu Lochemes Hashir Azois. A person doesn't have to write it himself. He can have a sefer write it, even though there's no shlichus in a mitzvah de gavra. There's no shlichus in writing. But it's still called your mitzvah, even though you pay somebody to write it. And the mitzvah is to almost bring about a sefer Torah. That's the mitzvah. It's a very unique mitzvah. It's not to have one. It's to almost bring about. You write it down. There's a Sefer Torah. You mekayim the mitzvah. So it could be that there's a mitzvah v'dibar to bom. There's some mitzvahs that are mitzvahs aguf. This is what we have to do. We have to say things of Torah. But the other mitzvahs that are not necessarily mitzvahs aguf, they're mitzvahs that need to exist. The Sefer Torah, the Torah wants at the kizvul chametz hashir hazois. These are things that a person could be shaykh to bring about a Sefer Torah. Doesn't have to write it himself. Pay for somebody to write it. He could chip in for the writing of a Sefer Torah. It could be this idea of chokhmas haTorah is not just one. Well, obviously, l'chatchila, a person has to himself acquire the chokhmas haTorah. But if not, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's not the idea of tzedakah. It's the idea of you want, even if one can't do that himself, you'd want to be part of somebody else that is acquiring chokhmas haTorah, for he's bringing that about, as he says. If somebody's tirdus, mipnei tirdus, that a person can't be shukua in Torah. So if a person's able to help that person out, that he won't be Torah, and therefore he'll be shukua more in limud haTorah, so he's shy to that. If it's a mitzvah saguf that a person has to do, even if I help somebody do what he does, he did it. But here, it could be once it's not a mitzvah that is just in the dibur, but rather a mitzvah of acquiring chokhmas haTorah, bringing chokhmas haTorah to the world, so I could bring that about. Perhaps a starting idea to Yisachar and Zvulun, where we find this idea of partnership. How do you have partnership? He learns and he works, and how are they partners? This could be the ideas we're seeing. If this person is supporting the person that's learning and is able to give him the ability to bring about the Chochmas HaTorah to the world, so that's his doing. It's not personally the person that did it. It's not an amira that one can't be, nobody else could tap into. It's his own personal amira. It's my doing. But if it's something more about bringing Chochmas HaTorah to the world, and not just in amira, so there could be, that's the idea of the Shulchan Aruch. If a person can't do it himself, he should uphold somebody doing it. But the main idea is to understand that the Dibar Tobom is a mitzvah of Kriyash Mashach is an Arvis, but Vishinantom is one that Shulchan Aruch comes out. A person has to put time towards every single day to be able to be koina Chokhmas HaTorah.
You heard the line beautifully this morning.
You're the one who got
fishing? Yeah.
Because the answer. I can tell him, thank you.
No, you're good.
Profile.
Bye.